Live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon. Thanks for being here. A different topic today, one that we don't get to a lot. We're going to talk about bicycling opportunities for young people in the Umpqua Valley and give you a little information about a couple of different organizations. Evan Cruz in here, you're involved with?
Well, I'm involved with the Umpqua Valley Composite Mountain Bike Team, which is a NICA program. It's a national program, but we have a local team that races against other teams in Oregon.
And Jakub Kucia here as well. What group are you with?
I'm with the Umpqua Valley Bicycle Outreach. It's a program that does a lot of things, including rides, and we get young people on bikes, whether they don't know how to ride. We've had young people that from 7 all the way up to 22 learn how to ride with us and then continue to grow their skills.
All right, we're going to talk more with Evan in our second segment. But Jakub, how did you get into being a bike rider?
Oh, man. I was in college, came home, and I had ridden bikes, you know, as a young kid. But I got home from college. My mom and dad had some rough mountain bikes and said, let's go try a trail. We did, and a new passion was born, mountain biking.
Now, do you do street biking, too?
I do. I actually love road biking. I started getting a road bike from my dad, and I started commuting to college sometime after that. And so I love a little bit of both.
And what is it you like about bicycling?
Freedom. Being able to just look around. You feel the wind in your hair, your legs burning, if you like to climb. It's just an all-around wonderful, light, like an exercise that doesn't beat your body up. It's gentle on the body, kind of.
You know, now, did you participate in other types of sports growing up?
Yes, I did gymnastics, which was not light on the body.
Wow. Now, for kind of a different perspective of this, bicycling was kind of my sport as a kid because, frankly, I was not very good at anything else. And they kept moving me further and further into right field. And once I got past the snack building, I realized that they were trying to sort of point out something. And so I did bicycling for years. And in fact, the first time I lived here as a little kid in Roseburg, actually attempted to bicycle onto Interstate 5 at age 5. By the fairgrounds. That didn't go so well.
That doesn't sound like a great idea.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a look at the view. But, you know, but the thing about bicycling for a lot of people, though, is that freedom, and you see the community or wherever you are a lot differently than you do in a car.
Yeah, you go a little slower. You can actually observe.
So how did you get involved in what you're doing now?
The Umpqua Valley Bicycle Outreach. Well, my wife and I moved to the area. She was born here, and we just started plugging in at the Casa de Belen homeless shelter for youth and families. At the same time, I got a shop at a bike shop, started working on bikes there because I had already enjoyed riding them. And from there, we realized there was a big need in our community for young people, especially the disadvantaged youth and even unaccompanied minors, to be able to engage in an exercise in a sport like this, because it truly helps relieve stress. It's just a positive thing to do with your life and your time.
Do you find that some of the kids that you work with, maybe because of their backgrounds or even sometimes their resources, a bike isn't been something they've ever had?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've run into a lot of kids that get hand-me-down bikes that are pretty rough. And so what we did at Casa de Belen was we helped youth fix their own bikes because they were usually in really bad disrepair, or we'd just find them a bike from the community. And they would start riding and actually see how wonderful it is to not walk somewhere, but to also enjoy exercise while going to wherever they need to go.
And if they're in family situations or whatever where other transportation isn't always available, they've got an alternative to that long walk across town or wherever they're trying to go.
Absolutely. And commuting, it's a lot of fun. It's good exercise. You're getting where you're going while getting fit. And, you know, people say you know, the average cyclist, when they start commuting, they lose 10 to 15 pounds the first year.
Wow. Now, what's the age range of the young people you're working with?
For us, we're a program of Umpqua Valley Youth for Christ, so we have an 11 and 19-year-old target. We go work with youth a little bit older than that as well in our apprenticeship program.
And what's the average age, or is it pretty broad?
It's pretty broad. Late teens is kind of our average. We've got a young girl who's starting to engage, who we are trying to tell her, wait till you get done with fifth grade. It just really helps our range of age not be too drastic.
So when you get kids into this, well, first of all, how do they end up finding you?
Well, the Umpqua Valley Bicycle Outreach, Facebook, Instagram, we're trying to kind of get our footprint out there, but not too fast because I don't know if we're totally ready. But youth have like Googled Earn a Bike, I think. Just Bicycle Outreach kind of pops up when they type in Umpqua Valley Bicycle. So there's just different paths. A lot of it is word of mouth. One girl goes out or boy goes out with an earned bike. They tell their friends and then they come back and they get a bike through our program.
Now you're doing this, but do you have people that are helping you, adults?
We are slowly raising up our adult team. We have five helping with the rides and two gentlemen helping us in the shop.
And so do they have kind of a background of doing this for a long time?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the riding, yes, some of them have been more enthusiastic riders, where some are brand new. And for our guys to help with the bike shop, those are brand new mechanics when they join us.
So how did you learn all of the mechanical side of this?
Waldron's Outdoor Sports over there with Tom Kress. I came underneath of their current mechanic back in 2013 or 14, and learned how to fix bikes.
Wow. Was that something that you thought about doing before? I mean, you liked riding them, but some people are good at riding and not so much at fixing like me.
No, I was offered the job. I bought a pump there. I struck up a conversation with Gerald at the time, who was the mechanic or the manager. And next thing you know, I had a job.
And a lot probably to learn about bikes because they are so different from each other, it seems like.
There's definitely some differences, but there's also a lot of similarities. So the learning curve, if you can focus and you're a hands-on learner, it's actually something you can learn over a short amount of time.
Now, you mentioned taking young people out on rides. How far do you go?
It depends. We just did a ride this last weekend. We had a couple of youth go 2.5 miles. We had some do over 20. So our rides are to meet riders where they're at. And when we have a large enough group, then we'll start splitting up our rides into more advanced and more intermediate or beginner levels.
So if you're doing more than a 2.5 mile ride, do you tend to gravitate out towards the countryside or stick around town?
So this Saturday, we have a van, and we load up those who are not quite ready to make the Looking Glass hill, and they're going to jump in the van. They'll move over there to the little church over there in Looking Glass, and their Rick Sherman's going to let them start there. We'll do a couple loops for them while the advanced riders will actually go ahead and cross that pass. They'll ride with our more entry-level riders around the loop a couple times, encouraging them, saying keep going, and then those advanced riders can take a long route home while all the other ones that are tired and because they might be a brand new rider will get back in the van after lunch and head home.
I think I was probably 12 or 13, which was a long time ago, before I actually had a helmet, because helmets were kind of like seatbelts. They were something that evolved. I mean, some of us grew up with cars that were old and didn't have seatbelts. Same thing for riding with a helmet. And suddenly, those have been out there. What kinds of other things have changed about what you do in cycling to stay safe?
Man, helmets are a must in our program. If you're 16, apparently you don't have to wear one. I think they think you're going to be smart enough to realize you should. So we wear gloves. You don't have to wear gloves. Helmets are a must. We encourage youth to wear everything. We have high visibility gear that if we're hitting the roads, we require our youth and our rides to wear them. Once again, our program helps youth transition to becoming their own independent cyclist. So if a youth comes to us with nothing, we help them earn a bike. They get a jersey from our shop that's donated by people in the community. If they show up regularly, and hopefully by the end of a few months, they've got their entire complete setup.
And for kids or maybe families, adults that are listening who know about a kid, what's the best way for them to contact you?
I mean, you could just go to our website, uvbicycleoutreach.com. That's probably going to be the best way.
All right, Yaku Kutia with us on Inside Douglas County. Thanks for coming in. Going to take a break and we'll come back. Talk to Evan Cruz in a moment. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Tomorrow we begin a 4-week series. May is Oregon Wine Month. We're going to spotlight some of our local vineyard owners, winemakers, and folks in the industry. We'll start with Scott Kelly from Paul O'Brien Winery on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Evan Cruz here in our second segment talking about bicycling opportunities for young people in the area and a couple of groups involved. How did you get into bicycling? I mean, you're used to farms and tractors and things like that.
Well, cycling was a big part of my youth. I rode a lot and raced a lot as in junior high and high school. And when family came around and kids, family time and cycling time really didn't coincide. But now my kids are old enough and family time and cycling time does work together. And so some old friends from the Umpqua Velo Club let me know that there was this Umpqua Valley Composite Youth Mountain Biking Team that my kids could be part of, and I showed up, and it's absolutely a wonderful program. And so now I'm a coach, very, very supportive. I'd like to see more youth in the community get involved.
How long has this composite group been around?
I believe this will be the third season. There may have been one more season ahead of that. So it's a fairly new program in town. Nationally, it's been going for a couple decades, but you know, a full nationwide thing, it hasn't been a big deal for very long.
So do you just mountain bike yourself, or do you do road riding too?
I like to be on a bike. As long as it is a bike with wheels, I'm happy. So yeah, I probably spend more time on a road bike, but I thoroughly enjoy the adventure on a mountain bike.
So what kinds of things are you doing with getting these young people involved?
The neat thing about NICA, so the coaches get a whole bunch of support, and so we're taught a progression to take kids who have never mountain biked before to turn them into self-sufficient, safe, and hopefully enthusiastic cyclists that can make good decisions on their own to limit risk and to build skills to have a good time.
And what's the, for young people, I mean, all the technology, all the online things, is it hard to get young people out on a bike sometimes?
There's probably some kids that would be pretty difficult to get out there, but the kids we have showing up to our program seem to thoroughly enjoy it.
Now, NICA, obviously part of a larger organization. Are there other groups around Oregon?
There are. So there's an entire Oregon League. So all the races that our local team does is against other teams throughout the state.
And when you race, how far are you going?
It depends on the age group. Probably you're not going to see anything that would be like, you know, an ultra endurance duration. So it's very youth oriented, and you know, a sixth grader is not going to be racing near the distance that a 12th grader will.
Now, is this mainly a summertime thing?
The season runs, as far as practices go, the season runs from July through the end of October. The races start at the end of August, and they'll be roughly every other weekend through mid-October.
So then you're getting into maybe a little bit of rain and mucky conditions.
It can happen, but that's a reality of mountain biking. And it is important for kids to understand that when it gets wet, you know, there is damage to the trails. So we also encourage the kids to do trail maintenance days, things like that. So they really can be a good member of the cycling community.
And where do you guys practice at?
The practices tend to start at just at Stewart Park. We use cones. We use the rolling terrain around the park and set up some temporary courses. We teach a lot of you know, basic fundamental skills that are usable on a bike. And then as the season progresses, we look at combining those skills together for more advanced techniques. And really, a place like Stewart Park is a great place to do it. If a kid crashes, they're usually over grass. So, you know, not too many skinned up knees or anything. As the season progresses, we'll start getting out to trails. The one we've been using in the past is at Cooper Creek, the trail around the lake. We're also developing mountain bike trails out at Champagne Creek Ranch.
And up the road, it looks like there's going to be some trails, some things out there at Sunshine Park as well that might end up being something useful too.
We sure hope so. We're definitely supportive of that development. So far, it's been a difficult time getting the grants approved to get it put in. And as far as volunteer work goes, we're kind of tapped out between Cooper Creek and Champagne Creek on the volunteer hours. So hopefully some of that grant money will come through and we can get more trails in town.
So what do you think kids learn from mountain biking other than just having a fun activity and being in better physical shape?
There's definitely a really strong consequence model is formed. A child looking at risk, looking at reward, and looking at getting banged up a little bit is something that's learned in a very real way. That's good. And it isn't just they might scrape their knee or bang up their arm or something. They can also bang up their bike. And so bike mechanic skills definitely come into play. It's definitely a gateway of maintaining your own bike in a good functioning condition to be out for the races and the rides.
So are people like you then kind of working with them on those skills to work on their bike?
Yes, definitely. The coaches, I actually have a bike mechanic background. I worked at a bike shop up in Eugene for quite a few years. So I'm maybe a little bit dated on some of the most modern technology, but I can hold my own fairly well. But we also don't hesitate to tell the kids they really need to go to the local bike shop and get some expert help.
And for young people, where do these kids end up, how do they connect with you guys? Or do they just hear about what's going on? Or
so far, it's a lot of word of mouth. We definitely have some supporters in the community. That's how I got connected with it through the Velo Club. We do have a Facebook page. Just searching Facebook for Umpqua Valley Composite should get people there. There's definitely updates that way, and then there is an email address, umpquavalleymtb@gmail.com. If somebody wants to, that's our team director, Shelby. So emailing that would get people in contact if they actually want to pursue being part of the team.
So do you find boys, girls, both, or more of one or the other?
We have both. We have more boys. One of the things about NICA is there are some extra opportunities for girls and young women. There's grit rides available, which are focused towards getting more girls on bikes.
And where do you see this going in the future?
I think it has a huge potential to grow. During all this COVID stuff, being on a bike was a pretty safe thing to do. And so far we're seeing that bike shops are still pretty swamped and not able to get inventory in because it is a popular activity. You do it outside, do it on your own, do it in groups, whatever works. We were able to do compliant practices through the entire summer last year and keep kids safe. So I really think that there's a huge opportunity for growth. If we get too many more kids, we're going to need some more adults to help us out as well.
And for, just going through the pandemic, right off the bat, especially in bigger cities, a lot of folks turn to bikes. This would be more for road biking, though, but just as a different transportation form so they could stay by themselves, and not be in public transit, for instance.
Well, yeah, in metro areas, I think there was a big desire to be out on your own, and it hooked some people. We're seeing a much higher trail usership right now. Trailheads are crowded, which, it's probably, as far as the pandemic is concerned, not really a big deal. As far as we need more trails.
And if somebody hears about this, wants to get involved and help out, or maybe knows some young people that would be interested, how do they best connect with you or somebody else involved?
So messaging us through the Facebook page would work with Umpqua Valley Composite bike team. Or the email address, umpquavalleymtb@gmail.com. And I'm going to guess if somebody were to head down to the bike shops in town and just ask, say, I heard about that youth mountain biking team, they will have the information if you didn't happen to write it down.
All right, Evan Cruz on our second segment talking about opportunities for young people mountain biking and learning more about biking. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.